T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
It's the end of the show, show. The end of the show, show. The end of the show, show. The end of the show, show.
Hi, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show Show, summing up what went down in Seattle for the nerds and on the internet every weekday morning. Hi there, hi there, hi there, I'm Gregor. I do mornings on 107.7 The End, and we take the news and the nerd talk and everything else and talk about it right here. And I'm very happy to be speaking with you today. Hey. Oh my god, over the weekend, I took a karate test via Zoom. That's very strange, because I'm doing karate in my living room and want to die because the test is very hard. But also, there's like no one else there, and I could just walk off camera if I want and get a drink or have a beer or whatever. Why didn't I have a karate beer? You idiots! Anyway, there's no way to say this. I should ask my instructor about this, but I've been asked, what belt did you get? And I got green brown. It's the fall of belts. Or perhaps like the summertime of belts in Washington. What they do is, because people tend to get frustrated from one belt to the next, they break up the material into two pieces so that way you get that gratification of testing and being handed a thing and paying the $200 for it, right? So between green and brown belt, there is a green-brown belt. It is green and it has a brown stripe on it. There you go. It's to help keep people with trouble having attention span and speaking, evidently. Attention span issues from getting distracted and wandering off. Because, like, a lot of times I see jiu-jitsu and I'm like, I should be doing that. Except for during COVID-19, when there's literally no way to do jiu-jitsu without touching another person. Like, I'd have to get my wife to do jiu-jitsu with me and then somehow learn how to do it via Zoom. Are there good jiu-jitsu how-to videos? I'm sure there are. Maybe I'll convince my wife to do jiu-jitsu with me. Seems like that's how you get very hurt, though. For anyone wondering, I do Kenpo Karate. It's Kung Fu Karate and combined in an American style. Kenpo Karate. There we go. Yeah, it's long legs, terrible hamstrings, kicking. What a disaster. But next belt is brown belt, and that's when stuff starts getting serious. I'm ready for it. Let's go. Like, I'm not ready for it, but I'm like excited about it. Also, Formula One over the weekend. Love to see a guy who lost his seat with nowhere left to go getting back into the car and having such a huge result. Nico Hülkenberg, great job. I won't spoil it. It was a fun race. Those first like 40 laps were a lot of excitement. Then you kind of see what's going to happen after that. Anyone else watching Formula One since that Netflix documentary came out? Oh, speaking of which, there's a Rubik's Cube documentary. And I haven't watched it yet, and I feel like such a dummy. Since the Earth is tearing apart just outside of Seattle, it sounds like I'm going to have a lot of time.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
Today, coronavirus, almost 1,500 new confirmed cases of COVID-19 over the weekend. But still, that's a bit less than recent numbers if you average it out, which is a good sign. Congrats to the United States on paving the way, though. 5 million total cases now in the U.S. Yikes. But hey, it was foolish for us to expect it to clear up so soon when the last time we had a pandemic, it lasted for 2 full years. Cool. This is fun. Bit of trivia for you. What's the fastest selling car in Seattle? There's a story here at seattlepi.com. They took a look at IC Cars research into which cars move the fastest through here. Of course, the Subaru is in the top 5. The Crosstrek, rad. But it's the number one spot that says everything you need to know about the current state of Seattle. It's the BMW X5. hey, great, drive whatever car you can get your hands on or whatever makes sense for you, but it does feel oddly appropriate that a luxury car is number one. Ooh, and in getting outside news, Waterfront Park is shut down while city officials figure out why the freaking land got further away. What? Evidently, there's a visible gap forming between Pier 58 and the earth it butts up against. But when I told my wife this, she said, isn't the West Seattle Bridge crumbling too? Maybe the land is shifting.
You just got news.
Think about it. The West Seattle Bridge starts showing signs of crumbling and big cracks. This is a point my wife made to me. And then the pier is pulling away from the waterfront. Is West Seattle trying to separate itself from mainland Seattle? I know it's still technically mainland, but you know what I mean. What if West Seattle becomes its own island? It pulls a thing in Canada, that ice shelf. I guess a piece of ice larger than the island city of Manhattan collapsed. I don't know exactly what that means. EcoWatch.com. I don't like referencing these like websites I've never heard of, but let's do it. A 4,000-year-old ice shelf in Canadian Arctic has collapsed into the sea, leaving Canada without any fully intact ice shelves. Unlike glaciers, ice shelves are part of the ocean. The Milne ice shelf of Ellesmere Island in Canada's Nunavut territory fell into the Arctic Sea and started to drift before breaking into two large chunks. The Copernicus Sentinel satellite captured the entire event. Cool! There's footage? Aw, man. It's terrifying, but I'm gonna... Oh, wow. Yeah, just like a giant island formed of two other pieces. Oh, my God. Is the Earth totally screwed? Like, is my kid totally screwed? I mean, probably? Oh, poor kid. That sucks. Oh, well, at least we're going to know. Well, there's some math. How do you say this right? Temperatures are increasing, so coffee. Are we going to have hot coffee? Anyway, there's a way to tell when the perfect time is to drink your coffee.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
2 minutes after being brewed and poured into your Chewbacca coffee mug, that cup of coffee is at its perfect non-mouth-melting temperature. I mean, assuming you prepare it to the recommended 194 degrees and don't keep your home as hot as Tatooine on the inside, you can use Sir Isaac Newton's laws of cooling, says Popular Mechanics. You'll find that the temperature drops to the perfect point to start drinking in just 2 minutes. 2 minutes later, it's already starting to lose its oomph, not quite as hot as your hot shower. And by the 10-minute mark, your coffee is just about room temperature and gross. So don't get easily distracted after that first 2 minutes of waiting for it to cool down, okay? Gene editing seems like an insane future that we're definitely rapidly heading towards. CRISPR is one technology, and it was used to alter genes of a squid and remove its spots before it grew and hatched out of its little squid egg. Wild stuff, but also pretty scary when you think about the potential of, like, say, a world leader to use it to make everyone, blonde, white, and blue-eyed? But also, can they make squid people yet? Ooh, or even better, flying pterodactyl people? And finally, 4 terminally ill patients in Canada are being permitted to use magic mushrooms to ease anxiety and promote better mental health. Wow, how progressive. The rest of Canada, meanwhile, must rely on frosted Lucky Charms. They're magically delicious. Oh, Matt Mason has entered the chat.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Everything is awful! Construction of a toddler bed continues in my garage after building a workbench. We got started on that this weekend. A third birthday for a guy that seems like he's both been around forever and is just a tiny little dude. Space baby turning 3 next week. Dad in the garage working his ass off with the help of mom.
This is the end of the show. The end of the show. The end of the show.
The end of the show.
The end of the show.
All right, thanks.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.